Imagine being bedridden without a phone to call for help. Well, in today's story, Padre Pio found himself in precisely this situation. However, he didn't need a phone because he had his guardian angel. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. But I know that some of my listeners are not yet members. You would have much to gain. So join today. Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit are regular masses celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Today's story is drawn from the book The Mystery of Pain in Padre Pio and the Angels of Comfort by Father Marciano Mora. Within his pages, Father Paulino de Casa Calenda shares a remarkable testimony about a time when Padre Pio was bedridden, yet angels came to his aid. Through Father Paulino's account, we gain insight into the caring atmosphere of the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, where the supernatural was an integral part of daily life. This narrative highlights how the celestial and the mundane regularly intertwined in San Giovanni Rotondo. Listen to this. One night, when Padre Pio fell ill and was confined to his bed, Father Paulino visited his cell to check on him. Before leaving, he offered his assistance. "Padre, I will be happy to help you at night, especially when you sweat. But if you want me to wake up, send me your guardian angel." However, receiving no response, he asked, "Do we understand each other?" Padre Pio only managed to utter, "All right," before Father Paulino left him in peace. As night descended, enveloping the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo in slumber, Father Paulino, too, went to bed. Needless to say, being under the covers, he also fell into a deep sleep, forgetting all about Padre Pio, his guardian angel, and the possible reasons for which he would have to wake up. However, amidst the hush of night, he was roused from his slumber, summoned by an unseen hand. It was somewhere around midnight, or so it seemed to him, when he suddenly woke up trembling. He immediately thought of Padre Pio and his promise to assist him. But instead of getting out of bed, the last thing he remembers is waking up the next morning still in bed. He shares, "When I went to Padre Pio's room in the morning, I smiled and told him that I had felt shaky, that I had woken up, and had immediately fallen asleep again." He then asked, "Why did your guardian angel shake me if he let me go back to sleep? It was a useless effort. Instead, if he comes again, this time he has to wake me up to the point that I have to get up." Poor Father Paulino must have felt terribly embarrassed. He then continues the story, sharing that as evening descended, he came to bid goodnight to Padre Pio and renewed his promise to come to his aid, as long as Padre Pio sends his guardian angel to wake him up. He promised this out of love for his sick fellow brother, but also because he was deeply intrigued by this notion of angels coming to help Padre Pio and himself being a collaborator in this extraordinary exchange. I mean, who wouldn't be? So, on the second night, it happened again. While deep asleep, he suddenly woke up trembling. He immediately thought of getting out of bed to help Padre Pio, but yet again, he simply fell back asleep. However, Father Paulino wasn't about to give up. On the third night, Father Paulino visited Padre Pio in his cell once more. He suggested to Padre Pio that he should ask his guardian angel to be more persistent in waking him up, ensuring that he fully awakens to provide assistance. Otherwise, may the angel leave him alone so he wouldn't feel guilty in the morning for failing to respond. After saying this, Father Paulino returned to his own cell to sleep. Around 1:30 in the morning, Father Paulino suddenly awoke, trembling so intensely that he immediately jumped out of bed. With a lit candle in hand, he hurried to Padre Pio's room. Upon reaching his door, he knocked and entered, asking him what he needed. Padre Pio responded, "I am completely soaked in sweat. Please help me change, because I cannot do this alone." Reflecting on the incident, Father Paulino was amazed by his perfect timing. He remarked, "Note that I arrived at the perfect moment. Neither too early nor too late. As if I were tending to a sick person's bedside, rather than soundly sleeping in my bed." End of story. After sharing this remarkable encounter, I'm curious if any of you have had similar experiences with your guardian angels. If you ever felt their presence or received their help in a time of need, I'd love to hear about it. Please share your encounters in the comments section below. And if you enjoyed today's story and would like to watch more videos about angels and guardian angels, I recommend checking out the playlist we've put together. You can find a link to the playlist in the description below. Finally, please do consider helping this apostolate by joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.